Chapter 5. Smith, Phelps, Fuller, Lind, and Battersby, and hosts of ranksmen round. Memorials linger, yet who speak to any of those that bit the ground? The guard's last column yielded. Dykes of dead lay between vale and ridge, as, thin yet closing, faint yet fierce, they sped in packs to Jenna Bridge. Safe was my stock, my capel cow unslain, intact each cock and hen, but crouchy far at Waver all day had lain, and 30,000 men. O saints, had I but lost my ear in corn, and saved the cause once prized. O saints, why such false witness had I borne when late I'd sympathized. So now, being old, my children I askance my slowly dwindling store, and crave my might, till, worn with tarryings, I care for life no more. To Almighty God henceforth I stand confessed, and Virgin Saint Marie, O Michael, John, and holy ones in rest, entreat the Lord for me. The Alarm, 1803, C.E. Trumpet Major in memory of one of the writer's family who was a volunteer during the war with Napoleon, in a ferny byway near the Great South Wessex Highway, a homestead raised its breakfast smoke aloft, the dew damps still lay steamless, for the sun had made no skyway, and twilight cloaked the croft. 'Twas hard to realize on this snug site the mute horizon that beyond it hostile armaments might steer, save from seeing in the porchway a fair woman weep with eyes on a harnessed volunteer. In haste he'd flown there to his comely wife alone there, while marching south hard by, to still her fears, for she soon would be a mother, and few messengers were known there in these campaigning years. 'Twas time to be good-bying, since the assembly hour was nighing in Royal George's town at 6 that morn, and betwixt its wharves and this retreat were 10 good miles of hying earring of bugle horn. Of late in food, dear, and broached the spiced and brewed, dear, and if our July hope should antedate, let the charwench mount and gallop by the halter path and wood, dear, and fetch assistance straight. S for Bulonapert, forget him. He's not like to land. But let him, though strike with aim who strike for wives and sons. And the war boat's built to float him, twere but wanted to upset him a slat from Nelson's guns. Ut, to assure thee, and of creeping fears to cure thee, if he should be rumored anchoring in the road, drive with the nurse to Kingsbere, and let nothing thence allure thee till we've him safe bestowed. Ow, to turn to marching matters. I've my knapsack, firelock, spatters, cross belts, priming horn, stock, bayonet, blackball, clay, pouch, magazine, flints, flint box that at every quick step clatters. My heart, dear, that must stay. With breathings broken, farewell was kissed unspoken, and they parted there as morning stroked the panes, and the volunteer went on, and turned, and twirled his glove for token, and took the coastward lanes. When above Heath Hills he found him, he saw, on gazing round him, the barrow beacon burning low, as if, perhaps, a blighted ever since he'd homeward bound him, and it meant, expect the foe. Leaving the byway, and following swift the highway, car and chariot met he, faring fast inland. He's anchored, soldier, shouted some. Odd save thee, marching thy way, th'lt front him on the strand. He slowed, he stopped, he paltered a while with self, and faltered, high courting misadventure shoreward roam? To Molly, surely, seek the woods with her till times have altered. Charity favors home. Else, my denying he would come she'll read as lying think the barrow beacon must have met my eyes, that my words were not unwareness, but deceit of her, while trying my life to jeopardize. Tea home is stocked provision, and tonight, without suspicion, we might bear it with us to a covert near. Such sin, to save a childing wife, would earn it Christ's remission, though none forgive it here. While thus he, thinking, a little bird, quick drinking among the crowfoot tufts the river bore, was tangled in their stringy arms, and fluttered, well nigh sinking, near him, upon the moor. He stepped in, reached, and seized it, and, preening, had released it, but But that a thought of holy writ occurred, and signs divine near battle, till it seemed him heaven had pleased it as guide to send the bird. Lord, direct me. Doth duty now expect me to march a coast, or guard my weak ones near? Give this bird a flight according, that I thence know to elect me the southward or the rear. He loosed his clasp, when, rising, the bird as if surmising bore due to southward. Crossing by the room, and turn over great field and fort, the soldier clear advising prompted he wist by whom. Then on he panted by grim Ma'aidan, and slanted up the steep ridge way, hearkening betwixt whiles, till, nearing coast and harbor, he beheld the shore line planted with foot and horse for miles. Mistrusting not the yeoman, he gained the beach, where yeomen, militia, fencibles, and pikemen bold, with regulars in thousands, were envious to meet the foemen, whose fleet had not yet shoaled. Captain and colonel, seer generals, ensigns vernal, were there, of neighbor natives, Michel, Smith, Max, Bingham, Gamier, Cunningham, roused by the huge nocturnal swoop on their land and kith. But Milanopert still tarried. His project had miscarried. At the last hour, equipped for victory, the fleet had paused. His subtle combinations had been parried by British strategy. Homeward returning anon, no beacons burning, no alarms, the volunteer, in modest bliss, Te Deum sang with wife and friends. He praise thee, Lord, discerning that thou hast helped in this. Her death and after, 'twas a deathbed summons, and forth I went by the way of the western wall, so drear on that winter night, and sought a gate the home, by fate, of one I had long held dear. And there, as I paused by her tenement, and the trees shed on me their rime and hoar, I thought of the man who had left her lone, him who made her his own when I loved her, long before. The rooms within had the piteous shine that home things wear when there's aught amiss. From the stairway, floated the rise and fall of an infant's call, whose birth had brought her to this. Her life was the price she would pay for, that wine for a child by the man she did not love. But let that rest forever, I said, and bent my tread to the chamber up above. She took my hand in her thin white own, and smiled her thanks, though nigh too weak, and made them a sign, to leave us there then faltered, ere she could bring herself to speak. 'Twas to see you, before I go he'll condone such a natural thing now my time's not much, when death is so near it hustles hence all passion sense between woman and man as such. My husband is absent, as heretofore the city detains him. But, in truth, he has not been kind. I will speak no blame, but the child is lame. Oh, I pray she may reach his ruth. Forgive past days I can say no more maybe, if we'd wedded you'd now repine. But I treated you ill. I was punished. Farewell. Truth shall I tell? Would the child were yours and mine. As a wife I was true. But, such my unease that, could I insert a deed back in time, I'd make her yours, to secure your care, and the scandal bear, and the penalty for the crime. When I had left, and the swinging trees rang above me, as lauding her candid say, another was won. Her words were enough. Came smooth, came rough, I felt I could live my day. Next night she died, and her obsequies in the field of tombs, by the via renowned, had her husband's heed. His tendons spent, I often went and pondered by her mound. All that year and the next year wild, and I still went thitherward in the gloam. But the town forgot her and her nook, and her husband took another love to his home. And the rumor flew, that the lame lone child whom she wished for its safety child of mine, was treated ill when offspring came of the new made dame, and marked a more vigorous line. A smarter grief within me wrought than even at loss of her so dear. Dead the being whose soul my soul suffused, her child ill used, I helpless to interfere. One eve as I stood at my spot of thought in the white stoned garth, brooding thus her wrong, her husband neared, and to shun his view by her hallowed mew I went from the tombs among, to the cirque of the gladiators which faced that haggard mark of imperial Rome, whose pagan echoes mock the chime of our Christian time. It was void, and I inward clomb. Scarce night the sun's gold touch displaced from the vast rotund, and the neighboring dead when her husband followed. Bowed, half past, with lip upcast, then, halting, sullenly said, "It is noised that you visit my first wife's tomb. Now, I gave her an honored name to bear while living, when dead. So I've claimed to ask by what right you task my patience by vigiling there? There's decency even in death, I assume. Preserve it, sir, and keep away, for the mother of my firstborn you show mind undue." Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.